And this evening we have asked the president of the Euro-Africa Division, this is Elder Bruno Battaglia, if he would make a presentation. We've given it a title, The Power of One, Individual Responsibilities in Society, but we've told him to make it a spiritual message. And he has kindly agreed. We are so grateful to you. Thank you so much.
Yes, I guess it has been a long day for all of you, and you know, brother was confused, was it the morning or was it the evening? I mean, we see no light here, so except artificial lights. So I hope you are still alive and still with me. I hope you will be. I was introduced to speak about individual responsibility to society, I think it was a challenging topic to me, and of course to present it according to what we can see and maybe discover some aspect of responsibility in the Bible. I think I have something very interesting for you to discover. But before, I just want to invite you to pray. Dear Lord, thank you for your presence. Thank you for your love, and thank you for your everything. We have been challenged. We know that this question of health in society is very important, and that we are all touched, all concerned by this very important topic. So Lord, let us and help us to understand also from the Bible what it means to understand health, and also to be responsible about health, our own health, and also about the health of the others, and maybe also see how Jesus was leading us to be responsible and give us hope in this very important, way of life, and what we want to discover through you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Like me, as you travel, probably in the airports, you have seen these people, you know, wearing masks. Today you can see them, and I don't know if they are wearing masks to be responsible to themselves, not to be contaminated, or maybe not to contaminate others. So it's up to them to decide, but whether it's for them or whether it's for others, I think it's good to be responsible when we talk about health. And you know, as human being, we do not live alone. And on our planet Earth is a network of human beings. We are connected to each other. We depend on each other. We are responsible for each other. And today it appears more obvious, clearer than ever, then health is important, and that we have to be responsible towards ourselves, but also towards others. And if we have been thinking that we could go our own way forever, probably we missed the point, and we have to come back to more reality, because we live in an interdependent society. And if I understand clearly my responsibility, I have to protect, take care of the surroundings. I have to protect the people around me. I have to take care of the people around me. It should be no room for egoism. And especially when the health of the people is involved. And if my own health, I said that before, is important, and if I must protect myself, and everybody will agree that he has to protect himself, I must also protect the environment. And when it comes to the health of my neighbors, how much care should I have? And from all times, people were preoccupied by health, and I guess also by responsibility. And in the Bible we have, and we find interesting laws about health. For example, laws about leprosy. Leprosy was, a very hard disease. And as I was in Madagascar, I recall that sometimes I would go to meet with lepers, and spend time with them, chat. We had also movies to show them about the life of Jesus. And of course, as they didn't have much entertainment, they didn't have many people visit them. It was so beautiful to see all these people. Sometimes 100 or more than 100 people would gather together, lepers, and then you would greet them, give them your hand, and they would give them, what was left as a hand, and leprosy, has always been a very hard, disease, and very, very hard to bear. And today we still have lepers. And in the Bible we have interesting laws about leprosy. And it is very interesting to see how people were called to responsibility, and of course in their society. Yes, responsible for themselves, but responsible also for others. And sometimes people have to take the responsibility to declare someone sick or to declare someone leper. And therefore, I speak of double responsibility. There was first the responsibility of the priest, who had to decide if someone was sick. And that was hard for the priest. Of course, there was no doctor, and he had to declare someone sick. And then when this was done, the responsibility of the one who was declared sick came in. And let me read a text we find in Leviticus chapter 13, verse 43. We read here, "The priest shall examine him." And of course it was about leprosy. And verse 44, he had to decide that that man, that person, was a leper, unclean. And this was the job of the priest. The first responsibility was the one of the priest, to examine and then to decide. Then, interesting, there was also the second responsibility, therefore I call for double responsibility. And we read in Leviticus 13, verse 46, "The leper shall live alone. His dwelling shall be outside the camp, an outcast." It was like a double punishment also, to be considered as sick, to be sick, and then to be separated, to be outcast. He had to live outside the camp, and it was his responsibility to accept that and live outside the camp in order to be responsible and protect his own family, his own society. But interesting enough, he was never too far away. Never too far away. And at the same time, he was taken care of outside the camp. People would feed him. Maybe not always, because people also forgot the law of solidarity, of taking care of the others, taking care of the outcast. But he was never too far away in order to be taken care of. And how do we know that? Because there was a possibility to come back. And this is, I think, was very important. And after he would present himself to the priest, maybe after 7 days, the priest would tell him, come back, I will examine you another time. Then after 7 days ago, I will come and I will examine you maybe a third time. And then he will come back to the camp. Leviticus 14, verse 8, he would come back to the camp. He was saved. He was healed. He was back again. And maybe here we can also come with a spiritual understanding. Yes, God is responsible of all things. He created the earth in a magnificent way. But leprosy of all kind was also introduced in this world. And we understand and we know that God will also always be responsible. He is also the one who declares someone sick. And the question I have to ask myself, I am also, or am I also responsible? I hope I am capable to see and admit my disease, but also keep the hope that if I have got a disease, a spiritual disease, a moral disease, God will never be too far away to rescue me. And this is the hope we all have. This is why we can believe in a God who is responsible. We can believe in a God who will come back to me, and that I will also be able to be driven by his love and go back also to go to our God, to be cured, to be restored. And as I speak to you, many of you, all of you, also help to restore. And I was thinking, as I was in your midst for these days, how wonderful it is to be with so many responsible and concerned people by health. I have even been thinking, if I were dying right here, on the spot, collapse, lucky would I be. Because 100 people would just jump on me trying to save my life. You are wonderful. You are great. Yes, you are wonderful, and therefore you can imagine how God, I mean, even more wonderful is, because God also wants to save, he wants to save my life. Yes, responsible you are. You have saved lives. You will still save many others. And as I was also thinking about responsibility, about health, of course I came to the one, the only one. I came to Jesus. Yes, the great master of life, gave us many wonderful examples of responsibility. Yes. How much Jesus was caring for people. How many lives he saved. How many people he fed. How many people he protected. Yes. Jesus is the chief doctor in our hospitals. He is the boss of ADRA. He is the great healer. He is the great pastor. Yes, and Jesus was responsible. And Jesus did all of that because of love. And we spoke about that, about compassion, about dignity, giving back the dignity to people and respect people. And because he was responsible, I also want, and I invite you, and I know you agree on that, to be responsible. And each one of us may engage. I want to carry the cause of the poorest, carry the cause of the weakest, carry the cause of the abused children. When I think about the prostitution of children, so many there, we have to rescue them. We have to save them. Carry the cause of the arrest. Women, all kinds. And you heard about sexual tourism. I mean, you go on holidays. And usually, what do? When you go on holidays, you enjoy nature. You enjoy the creature, the creature of God. And when we see that people abuse the creatures of God, it hurts. Yes, protect. Of course, we have to protect the people outside, like we say, in the world. And there everything is happening. But, and this is unfortunate, also in the church, we have to protect our own people, our young ones, also in the church. And it should be no place where people could be abused. It should be no remote area where this could happen. Jesus was the great healer. He touched the lepers and many others. He healed them. No one was too far away to be healed and protected by Jesus. Jesus was always on the way. And when necessary, standing in the way of abusers to stop them. And what was good with Jesus is that he was not only preaching or teaching, but he was acting in behalf of the poorest, of the weakest. And in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 35, and you know this passage we read, yes, Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching and preaching, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Indeed, was Jesus responsible? Therefore, as his disciples, we are called to do the same. we have to go and do the same in the name of Jesus. Amen.